Hello, angels, and welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Meditation Podcast. Oh my gosh, your girl is back. I was just saying to Tian, I was like, okay, finally, I finally woke up and I feel like I'm getting better. Like, this is the first day that my throat isn't hurting. It's the first day that I feel like back to myself. That I've, like, didn't even think about this, but just have more than enough energy to record a podcast. And I'm back. If you didn't hear, I've been sick for 8 days. 8 days. 8 days. And if you know me at all, you know that I can't sit still. You know that I, like, go crazy. I never sit on the couch. I never watch movies. Like, I'm always on the go. So to be, like, literally taken out by the knees and passed out for 8 days, I don't know what it was. Like, the doctor, I went to the doctor twice, almost three times, actually. And they said it was just, like, a big, like, this, like, super flu. Like, I got it, my boyfriend got it, like, four of our friends got it. All of us were completely out. And that was the most sick. Me and Tiana both said, like, that was the most sick either of us have ever been. It was awful. I couldn't move. I had no energy. My throat hurt. My head hurt. Everything just hurt. It was gnarly. But I'm so grateful to be on the other side of it. And it was funny. My acupuncturist, like, 2 weeks ago was like, I think you need to rest. And I was like, ha 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 ha. Didn't rest, and then boom, got taken out, and now I'm back. I feel not 100%, but like 75%, maybe even 78%, and I couldn't be more happy. I apologize about my voice. I'm still congested, but I'm so excited to bring you today's episode, and it's gonna be such a fun one. But I wanted to give you some life updates. What is new? So my mom arrived yesterday, which is very exciting. She's like my first person outside of my Cape Town friends that I get to show Cape Town for the first time. So I'm so excited. Like, I don't even have to do anything, and she's gonna have the best time ever because Cape Town is the best. So her and her partner are staying with me, and I get to host and show them around, and I'm so excited about that. And then next week, it's my best friend's bachelorette, so I'm flying to Miami, and I'm going to be in Miami for a week, which I'm so excited about as well. I can't wait to see all my girls, and it's so crazy to me, because, like, I hadn't seen my mom for a year, almost a year, and then same with my friends. Like, I haven't seen them for over a year, so it's so weird, and it's so nice. I'm so excited to be, like, reconnected and with everyone. I'm not looking forward to that flight. It's like a 30-hour flight, but it is what it is. We're going to make the most of it. What else is new? Honestly, I feel like for the past week and a half, I've just been in, like, survival mode. So just, like, staying alive and not really, like, it was actually very interesting. Like, I feel the universe was like, okay, Marley, it's time to sit down, like, sit with your thoughts. And you can't do anything. And so that was very eye-opening. And I took a lot away from that. And also, I realized that I probably can't operate at that capacity. It's not healthy. And so it's just, like, re-managing my expectations in my business. And just, like, adding more space. More space to my day. So I didn't feel burnt out, but I think my body was definitely burnt out. And so just allowing myself that space is so important. I think as, like, a Capricorn Mani Gen, you don't want to do that because you just, like, are so fired up all the time and, like, love what you do, and it's like, bah, 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 bah. But I don't think my body can, like, actually sustain it. So, well, clearly not, got, like, actually taken out. So, yeah, definitely also just, like, creating more space in my day and taking things, like, a little bit slower. Okay, let's get into this week's topic. So I want to share with you my new favorite, most potent, sexiest manifestation process. And it's so simple. You guys are going to love this. Okay. So you guys have heard me talk about ask affirmations And if you haven't, I'm just going to briefly share. So ask affirmations are forming your affirmations in a question. So rewriting them so they pose a how or a why question. And the reason why we do this is because your subconscious mind is primed to answer questions. So when you say, like, why don't I have any money? Then your subconscious mind goes, okay, give more reality and give the answer of why you don't have money. And so money will, expenses will come, things will happen, and it will answer that question. So Tony Robbins, I think, said it the best when he said, if you want to change your life, change the questions that you ask yourself. Are you looking for a tool in your back pocket that can support you morning, afternoon, and evening to reduce stress, improve sleep, heal your money mindset, manifest your dream body, manifest your soulmate, and help you feel good? I don't know if you guys have heard, but I just launched my app. It's called the Higher Self app, because what this app allows you to do is heal limiting beliefs, heal trauma, heal past experiences to allow you to step into your highest self, to raise your frequency so you can have, do, and be anything that you desire. This is the secret to how I have manifested everything in my life. 7 figures, my soulmate, my dream home, quantum leaping my income. This is every tool and every audio that has allowed me to do so. This app is one of its kind. It's not a meditation app. It's a subconscious reprogramming app. So we go into your subconscious in this app and we heal. We heal the limiting beliefs. We heal the trauma so that you no longer repeat these patterns in your life and you can break free of your old paradigm and create a life beyond your wildest dreams. You can check out the link below. You can get a 7-day free trial and try it out for yourself and experience the shift that hundreds of other students have created already, manifesting money, manifesting their soulmates, manifesting this life that they didn't know was possible because they finally started to rewire the subconscious, which is 95% of your life. Your subconscious creates 95% of your reality. So if you're not manifesting that and if you're not healing that, then you're creating the same reality over and over. So if you're ready to shift, if you're ready to change, check out the free trial below and enjoy your manifestation journey. So when you start changing the questions that you ask yourself, you start allowing your subconscious mind to give you better answers. To prime with better questions is to get better answers, to get better results. So it's a process that my coach taught me. It's something that she learned on TikTok. And it's literally just about reframing the things that you desire into questions. So it's like, okay, why do I have so much money? Why is so much money coming into my life? Why do I feel so good in my body? Why am I so healthy? Why do I have so much energy? How am I attracting so many beautiful people into my life? How is my business thriving? Why am I earning so much more money than usual? Why is money coming to me so easily? You understand. So you ask the things that you desire in a how or a why question. And this process is insane, you guys. Like, just doing this alone is going to change the game. But I've put it in a little bit of a step-by-step process for you if you're wondering how to use the ask affirmations and how to make them in the most potent way. So step number one is to determine the thing that you want to manifest. So is that more money? Is that a relationship? Is that health in your body? Is that whatever that is, okay? You're going to grab a piece of paper and write that at the top of the page. Step one is determine what you want to manifest. Write it at the top of your page as if it's already happened. So I am earning $100,000 a month. Let's just say that, okay? And then step two is you're going to ask yourself, this isn't possible for me because ... okay? Or this feels hard because ... or I can't have this because ... Basically, how do you feel about this thing? And then you're going to allow yourself to just journal. Journal out everything that comes to mind of why this feels hard, why this is impossible for you. And what these answers are going to be your limiting beliefs. Anything that's limiting what you desire is a limiting belief. So when you write this out, give yourself time. Don't rush this. Do not rush this. Give yourself time. Allow yourself to write everything down, okay? Then, once you have everything written down, you are going to turn all those limiting beliefs into the 180 opposite. So, for example, let's say your answer is like, I just feel really blocked to money right now. So the opposite answer would feel, I feel so good about all the money I'm receiving right now. Or maybe your answer is like, I have a lot of anxiety about outflows. So maybe your answer is like, I'm so open and ready to receive an abundance of money, right? And I feel so good about all the money coming into my life. So you just change all your limiting beliefs into the 180 opposite. And you might have pages and pages. You might have 3 or 4. However many you have is perfect for you. But making sure you're giving yourself enough time to get out all of those limiting beliefs, that's the most important part, okay? The more limiting beliefs that you have, the more limiting beliefs we can clear, and the more and the faster and the easier we're going to get to your goal. So that's step number 3, is turning all of your limiting beliefs into positive affirmations. Then, final step is we supercharge your affirmations by turning them into ask-formations. So instead of, I feel so good about the inflows I have coming, we say, why do I have so much money coming in? Or instead of, I'm open and ready to receive an abundance of money, you say, how am I so open and ready to receive an abundance of money? So you're just adding how or why before each affirmation, okay? And then the final step, which is the juiciest, most potent step, is you are going to record all of your ask-formations in a voice note. Or if you have the app, you can create a custom ask-formation and record your voice in the app and read out all of your ask-formations. And then when you're on your walk, when you're driving, when you're folding laundry, cooking dinner, whatever you're doing, you're playing out these ask-formations and you're repeating them out loud. You guys, get ready to manifest everything. This is the most potent formula. It's like, I've recommended it to all my millionaire mentor clients, been working with a lot of my one-to-one clients, been mentioning it in Freedom Club, and the results that have been coming through have been insane. So do not sleep on this. It sounds so easy because it is. And when you implement this, you are going to see massive changes in your life. So you're welcome. Happy manifesting. I'm so excited for you guys. Message me when the manifestations come through. So I'm just going to review the step-by-step guide one more time, okay? So number 1 is determine what you want to manifest. 2, write down all your limiting beliefs around why you're not able to have this thing, why this is not possible for you because. Then turn all of those limiting beliefs that you've written down into positive affirmations. And then supercharge them by changing them into ask-formations. So adding how and why before. It doesn't matter if it's a how or a why, whichever one makes most sense to you. And then finally record them in the app and play them out every single day to yourself so that you can manifest everything that you want. And just be careful what you wish for, because if you've listened to my episode where I accidentally paid all of my rent, I manifested all of my rent and then accidentally paid all my rent. So just be careful, because this stuff is freaking potent, okay? So I'm so excited for you guys. You guys are going to have the best time manifesting, and it's so easy. It's so fun, and do this today, okay? I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry about the crackly voice, but I feel like we're back on the mends. We're back on healing track, and I'm going to sound back to normal very soon. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you next week, this week's episode. Bye! Hey, hey, hey. Before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys, this is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game-changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and
anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis, all you have to do is leave us a review, you know, honest review, how you're feeling about the show, take a screenshot right away, and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca, and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's going to be absolutely game-changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.